That's all I'm going to do with that. It's the Krigler Show. Welcome to the Krigler Show. I kind of like it.
The Krigler Show. Welcome, everybody. Tonight on the Krigler Show, we've got Dr. Carlin B.
I'm back. You can't get rid of me, Adam.
What's up? I didn't
you can't get
you.
Rid of me.
I can't, and I don't want to get rid of you.
Ever. And no. I feel like I've always been on the Krigler Show.
You've
I thought this always
been
was.
On the Krigler
it's
Show.
Always been the Krigler Show.
You're it's always been. I look back at all my previous episodes. Krigler
all
Show.
Krigler
that's
Show.
It.
That's it.
It's just been the Krigler Show the whole time.
If it's that's on the it. Internet, it must be true.
Right? And we just put it out into the air, so it's true. Ha. Huh. Right. Welcome back. You
Thank
were
you.
Just telling me something that I'm really yeah. hyped about, and I really just want to know more. Tell us that news again, because I'm hyped. Go.
Yeah. So I just got a book deal. So
Carly
I'm
got
really,
a book deal.
I'm really excited about that. It's the same publisher that it published Matt Gaetz's book, that
okay.
publishes Dan Bongino's book. So it's actually a publishing house that's specifically for conservatives.
Nice.
So I don't have
nice.
To worry about being canceled or any of that nonsense. And I'm really excited because I'm going to be writing a book about essentially like how to fight back against the woke. And I'm going to be taking kind of what James Lindsay's doing and translating it into normal person, because
nice.
I love James Lindsay. I think that James Lindsay is awesome. He's also very wordy, and not everyone has the time to read
that.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I want to take it and go from James Lindsay to like normal person who just wants to come home and like watch the game at the end of the night, but also doesn't want their kids being taught they're racist in school. And I'm
right.
going to go through all different ways that people can fight back in their work environment, in their schools, and maybe even being a little troublesome and subversive every once in a while. So I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
I'm
you guys have to write
you.
The book.
That's awesome. I love hearing when my friends are doing well and are getting good deals and good things are happening. And that's fantastic.
I'm super pumped. I'm a little intimidated. I haven't written a book in a while, but my last book I wrote in about 3 weeks. And so I know I can do it. It's just a matter of focusing.
3 weeks. That's nothing to write a book.
Yeah. So I actually had several months to work on the manuscript for the last one, but I kind of kept putting it off. And then I didn't really like what I had written. And so 3 weeks before my deadline, I just scrapped the whole thing. I was like, I'm doing it again. And so I slid in at the last minute and it got done. And it was actually much better than what I originally started as. So
awesome.
Just gotta let it flow, man. Just gotta let it flow.
I look forward to it. I can't wait to have a copy.
Excellent. Well, I'll even send you a signed copy, Adam.
That's you got to know people.
Maybe we can do a little giveaway.
We can do a little.
We can do a little giveaway on your show when it's out.
I love it. I
yeah.
love that. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. Mm-hmm. The Krigler Show.
The Krigler Show.
Tonight on the Krigler Show, we're giving out some awesome books from Carlin B.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
What's the update? I hear you're almost done, or we're getting close to finishing my technical.
Yes, I am almost done. Your sweater. I have like two more sections left to go. I took a little break for a while because sometimes I need to take a break when I'm knitting big things. But it's looking really, really good. I'm actually so jealous of it. Like I kind of want to keep it for myself, but I'm not going to. But it's looking fabulous. Yes.
I'm going to rock that thing in the wintertime because I'm assuming it's going to be pretty hot, right?
Maybe. Yes, it's definitely going to be warm. But, you get some cool nights out there. You guys have got a big backyard, apparently.
True,
you can go outside, rock your sweater, by the bonfire or whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah. But the winter times, when they get cold, it's nice to have something warm to throw on.
It's basically like wearing a blanket.
Yeah, I actually keep a blanket nearby just in case it gets warm. Check this thing out.
Uh-oh.
No. Uh-oh. This thing's awesome. Look at
it. Oh, it's a real. I was like, oh, that's an awesome blanket.
Yo, I love this thing. I got it for like $20 at a thrift store. It's great,
that's a
right?
rad blanket.
I
yeah.
like the colors
those are the
a
good
lot.
Kinds. Yeah.
This color right here.
Actually, that orange.
What color would you say this is?
Well, I would say that's orange, but there's a lot of that in your sweater.
This is very close to my favorite color. It's like a burnt orange.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because so the whole front of your sweater is like a burnt orange with a burnt orange and green stripe right on the front.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Just like, bam, right in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it's
it.
It's
going to
be awesome.
It. All right. So, well, thank you, Carlin, for first and foremost. That's fantastic. I can't wait. We are going to be talking about Critical race theory.
Critical race theory.
What a surprise. But no. Bear with us. It's good news.
We have good news. We have victories.
Yes. All right. We got some good news about it. All right. Not us complaining about it happening at somewhere. All right. So we're going to talk about that on the positive side of things. Then we're going to talk about some stuff that's happening with a cop that got fired because he made a legitimate joke and people freaked out. And now he's getting some crazy support. You love to see it. You love to see it. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about Biden. As you notice, the title of the stream is cop banned, CTR banned, Biden good. Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of a joke because I'm going to make fun of him. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we are obligated. Yeah. Yes, we have one job. Yeah.
It is our obligation to make fun of this man.
He deserved it, man. Jeez.
He really does. So he did the State of the Union last night. I didn't watch it yesterday. I couldn't bring myself to do it, but I forced myself to watch it today. And I have some things to say. I'll save it for the segment because I have some things to say. So we're going to talk about it. And then we'll break that down. All right. So why don't you tell me first? Because you told me about this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this. So critical race theory has been banned in Idaho.
Yes. The state of Idaho has become the first state to ban critical race theory. They banned it specifically in the public schools. And so this is the first domino that has fallen. And I mean, literally about 10 minutes ago, the state of Oklahoma actually passed a bill through their house going to the governor's desk that is banning it as well. And I heard a rumor that Utah actually may have as well. So the domino are starting to fall.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's this, really, so really good.
I found an article. This is from Black Community News. Now, first thoughts, you might think that they're going to be like, how dare they? How dare they get rid of critical race theory? But let me just read it because it's actually better than I first thought it might be. Sources reported that late on Wednesday, Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law titled Relating to Dignity and Non-Discrimination in Public Education. This legislation allows the teaching of so-called critical race theory in government schools, but with no bite. The measure bars schools from forcing on students the belief that groups of people are inferior or superior to others based on race, ethnicity, sex, or religion. Oh.
That's it.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's good. Isn't that what you'd think they would want?
One would think so, but we've had a surprising amount of pushback for bills that just say you can't teach that one race is superior to another. It's absolutely insane. Like every single pushback in the book is like, why do you want to teach racism? And to the point today that, you know, Chris Rufo, who's one of the people that's been on the front lines of fighting back against this, he actually made a brilliant point on Twitter today. He said, we need to start calling it state-sanctioned racism.
Good
so
point.
Like if we want to, like, I am very much in favor of banning state sanctioned racism. Are you in favor of that, Adam?
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. It is state sanctioned because they are literally pushing segregation. They're basically teaching that people are superior. Some races are superior and therefore some races are inferior. And they're trying to convince the inferior people. In their words, right? They're saying you're being oppressed. They think that you're inferior. Let's teach everyone that you're inferior. That's what they're teaching.
Yeah, that is what they're teaching. You know, I literally sat in on a training the other day. I had to assume a secret identity, and I did a training at Penn State University called wait for it, Is My Syllabus Oppressive?
Wait, did you have to do like in the dark room with like a silhouette and you're like, hi, my name is Carla or doctor. I'm a doctor, but I can't tell you my actual name.
I just changed my Zoom login name to something else and I didn't turn my camera on. But it wasn't as much espionage. Well, I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't participating in the chat. I was just watching and taking screenshots of everything. But in this webinar, they literally teach that white is the default. Now, I don't actually think that white is the default or the normal and that everything else is like wrong or abnormal. Like that to me sounds like an incredibly racist concept to teach that one race is the normal race and all other races are not normal.
Agreed.
But
it's pretty messed up.
But this is literally what they teach. They teach that, you know, everyone who is not white is oppressed and is a victim of the world and can never succeed and all these things. And these are horrible things to teach in school.
Agreed.
especially when children have not developed the logic function of their brain yet. That doesn't happen until you're like 25. True. And so I am in complete favor of banning all of this stuff, at least in public schools, in government. I'm in favor of banning state-sanctioned racism. I don't know why the Democrats want state-sanctioned racism, Adam.
State-sanctioned racism.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that term until you just said it. Mm-hmm. And every time you say Christopher Rufo, I think Christopher UFO, because the way it's written, when I see U, F, and O together, I think spin the UFO. Every time I see his name, I'm like, he's spinning the UFO. I like this guy.
Well, we should spin the UFO for Chris Rufo, because Chris Rufo is a warrior.
I'm gonna do it.
He deserves it's an honor.
Christopher Rufo, Christopher, you spin the UFO. We're spinning it for you, sir, for coining the term state sanctioned UFO. Or yes. I'm sorry, racism. I can't get the UFO out of my head.
State sanctioned UFOs.
Oh man. All right, so wait, I want to finish reading this too, because it also says here, the new law also bars teaching that suggests individuals, by virtue of their race, ethnicity, sex, or religion, are inherently responsible for the actions committed in the past by their counterparts. Good.
Yeah.
Another good thing.
Exactly.
Idaho lawmakers believe critical race theory exacerbates and inflames divisions on the basis of sex, race, ethnicity, religion, color, national origin, or other criteria in ways contrary to the unity of the nation and the well-being of the state of Iowa and its citizens. God, Idaho.
Yeah.
I salute you, Idaho.
I want to start chanting USA, USA and waving a flag. Like, it's like we get so few victories. Like, fighting critical race theory is so hard, and we get so few victories that it's so important to celebrate the little ones that we get.
Right. This is good stuff right here. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
Indeed.
I never really had reason to go to Idaho. Granted, I have some family there that maybe I should go visit. It's a pretty good reason. But besides that, why go to Idaho? You know what I mean? No offense, Idahoans. Idahoans.
I feel the same way. But because,
like, what are they?
I have no idea. But like, I've never been to Idaho either. And I've been to almost every other state in the country except for Idaho and a couple of those like Midwestern states.
Yeah,
now I feel like I'm obligated to take a trip to Idaho. People seem to really like it out there. I don't know.
Wow. It seems like things are happening. What were the other states that are passing it?
Oklahoma. Apparently, Utah. There are bills up in West Virginia. There's one in New Hampshire that I've been working on for a while, but my Republican governor is getting in the way of it because he's listening to the Democrats. In New Hampshire, the bill has gotten through the House. The House actually attached it to the budget. So here's what happened. My Republican governor came out and said, "I'm not signing that bill. I'm going to veto it," because he's listening to Democratic talking points. And so then the House Republicans were like, "We're going to put it on your budget." And so they attached it to the budget. It went through the House, and now the Senate, like one of Chris Sununu's cronies in the Senate, is trying to compromise on the bill to make the governor happy. But the House Republicans have already said, if you screw with the bill, we're not passing your budget. And so they're in a little standoff.
Dude, politics suck.
It does suck. Dude, politics, I got to tell you, like, since I've been working on this, like, I have no desire to be in politics at all. And furthermore, like, I am basically done with the Republican Party. Like, the Republican Party is so screwed. Yes, I am like hanging out right now with the Mises Caucus and the Libertarians. Like, they're awesome. Like, if people have not I know that the Libertarian Party in general sucks. OK, we can all get past that. But like the Mises Caucus, mark my words, Adam, the Mises Caucus is going to start making noise. And I think coming into 2024, they're going to be the ones to watch. Watch them. Watch what Dave Smith is doing. It's going to be really exciting.
Okay. All right. We'll keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Cool. Well, I'm sure as more news comes about this, Carlin's going to bring it to my attention, and she, of course, is always welcome. And I really want to bring back the return of you on Thursdays, because I've had a crazy month. So I meant nothing by that.
That's all good, man. We all have things in life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's move on. This is a story about a joke made in LeBron James's expense.
You're not allowed to joke anymore, Adam. Jokes are forbidden.
Police officer made viral TikTok video mocking LeBron James suspended. And a fundraiser was launched. Was it launched.
It was funny.
It is. You know what? And I'm going to play it for you guys right now. Let me know if you can hear this.
No, you got to do it in a separate Chrome tab, and you have to click the share audio. I know how to do this in StreamYard now.
Okay, I'm gonna redo this. Hold on. Share screen, share audio, boom. Okay. Now you guys can be able to hear it.
Dispatch, I've arrived at the room. So we can have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please. Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. No, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, sir, don't stab it. No, stop stabbing. Stop. Oh, hold on. It's LeBron. LeBron, hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter? Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Good luck.
Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Dude, well, you are really good at basketball, LeBron. So
that was the best part of that whole thing. I was like dying when I heard that.
Really, why are we listening to sports athletes for their anything?
Let's just be honest. Like, athletes tend not to be the brightest crayons in the box. And that's not their role. They're like, LeBron James' job is to play basketball. Mm-hmm. He's very good at his job. He has a gift at basketball. Not the brightest crayon in the box.
It's true.
Not someone who we should be trusting on important affairs of state.
Did you see the video of him holding the Malcolm X book?
I did see that. Did you see the video of him like coming in and a fan called him out and said like several swear words at him or something? And a security guard was like, "Lady, watch your mouth." And LeBron James turned around. He was like, he looked so sad that someone had yelled at him that he was a word I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, don't say it. I don't know what word you're talking about.
Punk
but...
A-B, I think.
Oh, punk A-B. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I know what that is. If you can put two and two together.
Yes. Mad Libs. With swears.
So, yeah. I mean, he literally sat there and they're like, "Well, what do you like best about the book?" And he's like, "Well, he was a really good man, smart man."
Yeah.
And he stood up for what was right. And it's like,
it's the book report on the book that you didn't read. And everyone knows you didn't read it.
That wasn't a book report. It was like stumbling on, trying to obviously, very, very obviously making stuff up.
Yeah.
Clearly making stuff up. I don't know what to say. I'm gonna go off what I think I know about Malcolm X. That's what it sounded like.
And listen, again, like, he's allowed to have whatever opinion he wants.
Sure.
but I mean, come on, he is not the person that we should be looking towards for important decisions like matters of the police and state. Yeah.
Like, that's holding a police officer accountable for saving someone's life.
Oh my God. That
from
whole mess.
Someone from stabbing someone else.
Oh.
I've talked about it a couple times on my show. I did a full segment on it. Talked about it yesterday a little bit. But I mean, this is a cop got fired because he was making fun of LeBron, who was thinking he was virtue signaling, being hashtag accountability. Like, this cop is going to get it. You're next.
I'm sorry. In what universe can the police afford to be firing people right now are otherwise good cops?
No, they can't.
This is stupid. Here's my position on the police. I think that there needs to be like just like a mass exodus of the police in a major city like Chicago or Philadelphia or New York, where they all just organize and quit at exactly the same time. Then they're completely defunded and the city gets what they get. And
see,
I know this is not an
Tim
ideal
argument. That's what he talks about. No, I don't like it though, because Chicago. You mentioned Chicago.
Yes.
There's so many deaths in Chicago right now. It's a terrible place. There are so much death. If you get rid of the police, it's going to be so much worse. So
I understand
that. It's going to, these cities are going to burn down. I don't want that.
But they voted for this, Adam. They voted for this. They have voted for this. And at some point, someone needs to say, okay, like, elections have consequences. Actions have consequences. If you want to defund the police, fine. I think that if one city did this, would it cause some trouble in the meantime? Yeah, sure. But they voted for this, and I really think it would solve everything in like a month if people saw what actually happens when the police leave.
Well, I mean, it's like watching a child stick their finger in a socket and be like, well, you voted for that, instead of like stopping them from doing it or teaching. There is a little bit of a difference. Right. I know it's not exactly the same thing, but that's what it feels like to me. Well, you're a little child and you made a terrible mistake. And I'm just going to let you sit with poop in your pants, because you reap what you sow. It's like, it just feels so childish.
Yeah, but at some point, like, how many times can you say, this is a bad idea, this is a bad idea, here's why this is a bad idea? Like, how many times can you try to talk sense into people and they still vote for the Democrats?
You're right.
Every flipping time.
It's true.
And so this is what you want.
You're right. I know. I have no argument against that, because these people have, I mean, look at this. Look at this article. To correct protest failures, LAPD says it needs more money and officers. The defunding the police doesn't work?
Wait, no, it doesn't work? Oh, I am shocked.
What?
I am shocked.
No. Really? The Minneapolis, they were trying to bring in officers from anywhere. Anyone, please come help. Why?
Listen.
Because the good officers are leaving. Because they're being blamed for shit that isn't their fault.
Sometimes you need to take one for the team, and you need to lose a battle to win a greater war. I really don't think that this problem is going to be solved until some city just goes on strike when it comes to the police, and then everyone sees what happens. The city turns into the Purge for a little while, and then everyone's like, oh, this is like a really bad idea. Yes, yes, it is. Congratulations. Bring the police back now.
Yeah.
How much better would Chicago be treating the police if the police weren't around for like a month? Please come back to us.
The problem is, it's the people that are not in the firing zone. You know, a lot of these low income areas, there's been interviews. People go out and ask them, like, what would you do? Do you want to defund the police? And they're like, no, absolutely not. Please, no. We need more police. So, but it's not, they're not the ones making the decisions. It's the people up in the high rises, the ones going, oh, look at those plebs down there. Like, we should defund the police. And it's like, those people aren't being affected by this. It's the people in the areas where there is high crime. And they're the ones going like, no, we don't want to get rid of the police. Please don't get rid of the police.
And I am sympathetic to it, but how long does this have to go on? Like, we could either stop this with like
how
a
long?
Strike. And it would be over in like a couple of weeks, or this is going to keep going on for years and years and years and years. And Chicago's going to keep voting for Democrats. Chicago's always going to vote for a Democrat. So, you know what? This is what you asked for. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you live in a blue city. This is what happens.
Yeah, it's true.
Sometimes some sacrifices have to be made. And I am like, and that's just where I'm at with this issue right now. I think that sometimes you have to sacrifice some smaller battles in order to win the war. And people don't always get what they want. And elections have consequences. And that is what it is. And the thing with the Democrats is they never experience the consequences from their elections, because they move. They leave New York City and they go to Florida, or they leave California and they go to Texas. The only way this stops is if people actually see consequences. This is why, like, I want the Republican Party. This is an unpopular opinion. I want the Republican Party to crash and burn in 2022, because I don't think they stand for anything. I don't have their stuff together, and I think losing could be the very best thing for them. I think I'm on a mutually assured destruction kick, if you haven't noticed.
I don't like it. I feel like
burn it all.
Yeah, but I
mean, I'm in New Hampshire. I'll be fine.
That's so okay. So you're cozy up there, huh? Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's to me, that's akin to giving up almost, you know. I understand where your heart's at, where it's like the Republicans have lost their path. They're practically Democrats now. Everyone's falling prey. You have a Republican governor that's basically a Democrat. It's not, he's not a Republican then. He just is Republican in name only. That's why they're called rhinos.
And it's not even that they're acting like Democrats. They don't know what they want. I mean, I was trying to find, like, what does the Republican Party stand for? Because I don't even know anymore. It's like their platform is Biden is bad, Kamala Harris is stupid, and we're not the Democrats. And that's those are the only three things that I know for sure the Republican Party stands for. Well, you got to stand for something. You have to fight for something. Like, put a stake in the ground. Stop being a coward and say, this is what we believe.
Well, that's why I want you to get into politics.
I don't want to.
But we need these kind of changes, though, because everyone in politics, it always seems to just go this path of least resistance, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the mob mentality is basically ruling our country right now, right? Yeah. We're seeing the mob go out and threaten violence, and then we have juries going, well, I don't want there to be violence, so I'm gonna go this way with my verdict. You know, I'm not gonna name any specifics. I think you can put what I'm putting, you can mm-hmm. pick up what I'm putting down. Yeah, I'm fairly certain everyone knows what I'm talking about right now. But it's, you know, this mob mentality that the politicians are going, well, I mean, the people who scream the loudest clearly want this, so we should just we should go with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And unfortunately, the people who are screaming the loudest are the most extreme on the left. And it's, well, like,
you know what? On this note, though, I want to bring it back to this story, because this is from the officer that was suspended. OK, and I'm going to play this for you guys. This is his thanks. And I want you to listen to what he says here.
Wow. You guys are some incredible human beings. There are no words to express the gratitude that I feel towards you all for the tremendous showing of support that I've seen over the past 5 or 6 days. It's been so humbling to see just how many people actually do love our law enforcement officers. The donations, the emails, the phone calls, the private messages that have come in. It's just been so great. It's been amazing. And I'm speechless. I don't even know really what to say other than thank you. Thank you all so much. I never would have anticipated that this would have become as big as it has. And we're just going to keep making it bigger. We have a voice now, and we've learned that, and we're going to use it to stand up for law enforcement officers all over this country. We're not going to tolerate being attacked or bullied or vilified in the media anymore. We have to have each other's back, and that's what we're going to do. Thank you all so much for everything that you're doing.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's bigger than that. It's bigger than police officers, because if you think police officers, right, you would just, I mean, I'll just take me. You think, are they more Republicans or Democrats? You know, what would you say?
I'm going to say Republican. Yes.
Right.
Final answer.
You would think more police officers probably tend to be more on the conservative side of things.
Yes.
That's just something I would assume also. What he's saying there, you know, about how we're not going to be vilified. We have a voice. We're going to come together. We're not going to let them, you know, attack us. That's like a seed, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to plant more of those seeds of people saying, I'm not going to let you just spread lies about me and just tell everybody that, you know, I'm the worst. Like, they're attacking Joe Rogan right now. Right-wing YouTuber. It's like, right-wing? Do you know Joe Rogan at all? He's not right-wing. He's dead.
Not even on YouTube anymore either.
Well, I mean, yeah, right. He used to be a YouTuber. Well, he technically, he posts his clips or whatever on YouTube still, but you know, it's like they can blast anyone for anything they really want, and they do, you know. And especially conservatives. If you're conservative, you are under attack. Nick Fuentes just got banned from Coinbase. He's not allowed to fly anymore.
Banned from Coinbase? I thought they weren't being political.
You're, yeah, really. I know.
Really, Coinbase.
Interesting.
And listen, I am not a Nick Fuentes fan. Watching that guy makes me my stomach churn, but he should not be banned from flying.
Right, that's your right. You know, you know, people don't have to agree with him. I'm not saying I agree with him, but it's still kind of messed up that he's being targeted for political beliefs or beliefs in general. Like, this is a free country. Let anyone believe what they want. I don't necessarily agree with all your stuff, but I will defend your right to believe it and say it. That's what this country was based on. They're getting rid of that. They're trying to get rid of police officers that are making a joke. This guy was making a joke. Well, I mean, it's not, you know who's laughing? I'll tell you, he's not laughing anymore. This is a fundraiser for him. Over $111,000. Let's actually refresh it. See.
Dang. Wow!
I put that in there like an hour and a half ago to show you guys, and it's already gone up $12,000. Amazing. All right. And he's updated to say that they're going to focus on other officers and families in similar situations. This is amazing. That's a lot. That's support. That is people coming together and going, we are going to get your back. Like, we are not going to let them win. This guy has the support, and he's laughing now all the way to the bank, literally bringing a huge chunk. Yeah, good for him.
And that gives someone a lot of peace of mind too. Listen, like, he obviously didn't expect to lose his job over making a joke on the internet.
Well,
and now
he's
got some peace of mind.
I don't know if he lost the job, but even still.
Well, even still,
a joke.
Yeah.
A good one.
And I want to encourage people too. Like, when you see fundraisers like this, and there's a fundraiser specifically for a woman named Gabrielle Clark who is fighting back against critical race theory right now. Okay. There's a lot of these people who do GoFundMes when they lose their job for questioning critical race theory. It's really important to give what you can, because a lot of people right now, like this guy kind of, it was an accident, but a lot of people right now are kind of putting themselves out on a limb, and it's important that we support people where we can. So I just tweeted Gabrielle Clark's fundraiser a little while ago. I'll retweet it again at some point right after the show. But you know, if you can give, please give.
Well, I'm going to pull it up right now. What is it? Give us a little breakdown. What is this?
Yeah. So she's actually the woman. She's filed the first lawsuit in the country, suing her son's school over forcing her son to take a class that he's not even fully white. He's not white, but he passes as white. And so his teacher was going to force him to say he was an oppressor in front of his class. And this was a required class in order to graduate. This lawsuit looks like it's going to be successful. If it would be the first successful lawsuit against this type of thing in schools. But there it is right there. And she's had a couple different fundraising sites, so she has raised some money. But like, please support this, because this is all this lawsuit is being 100% crowdfunded.
Wow.
And so like, please
That's
support
so
this
messed
if you
up.
Can. Yeah.
That's like in Australia, the boys were stood up to apologize for boys everywhere. And it's like, what?
Why? Yeah.
Why? What? So would stand up and apologize for white suppression. It's like literally any race in the history of humanity has been in power and has owned slaves. Like,
yeah.
Human beings enslaved others for pretty much the history of humanity.
Right.
No one is safe. Everyone was part of this. Yeah. We all did it. If you look back far enough. All right. But we're here now. God, it's so frustrating.
We don't own slaves anymore.
Okay.
None of us have ever owned slaves.
I know, it's ridiculous. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's make fun of Biden, because that's a lot of fun.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Okay. So the State of the Union was yesterday, and it bombed. This is just a couple numbers. 48 million watched Trump in 2017, 46 in 2018, 46 in 2019, 37 million in 2020, 11.6 million watched Biden in 2021.
I'm going to be honest, just kind of like the Oscars over the weekend, I totally forgot about Biden's speech until a couple hours before. I was like, oh, no, I have to watch the speech. I was so bad.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I can't. Did you watch it yesterday?
I watched it yesterday live, and I got to tell you, like, as soon as I saw that they were socially distancing and wearing masks, which, by the way, every member of Congress that wants the vaccine has had the vaccine. There is no reason that they needed to socially distance or have masks.
Right.
No reason. And this has been like since December.
No reason. And you know what? Why wasn't, you know what? Hold on. We'll talk about that a little bit. I got another little segment I want to make fun of Joe Biden. First, I want to stick to the State of the Union address and what he's talking about. I don't know if you heard this, but about halfway through, he goes, and why are prescription drugs so expensive? We need to fix that so that they're gouging American citizens.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Did you know Donald Trump had an executive order stopping pharmaceutical companies from price gouging American citizens, forcing them to, if you can get it in Mexico for $30 and it's $180 in the States, that it made it illegal. They had to sell it for $30. They couldn't upsell it because of American insurance companies. And guess who got rid of that?
Joe Biden.
Joseph Biden. You're absolutely right. It was Joseph Biden, the president, who got rid of that. Insulin prices spiked 800% because of him canceling that executive order. And then he has the audacity to go on the State of the Union and say, well, why are these prescription drugs so expensive? We should really fix that.
Because
you created that problem.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. 100%. And the other thing, too, Joe Biden was like, oh, we need to pull our troops out of Afghanistan. It's been so long since they've been there. I'm sorry. What was Trump trying to do?
Right. Thank you.
Like, come on, man. And then all the vaccine. Oh, you know, we've done, you know, millions and millions of vaccines. And I'm sorry. When did Joe Biden get his vaccine? Oh, it was before he was even president because of Donald Trump.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't give him they don't want to give Trump credit for literally anything. Oh, all those good things that you did. Well, let's stop them and then claim, why is this a problem? We need to fix this. And all the Democrats and leftists out there are like, yes, Joe Biden.
Praise
Fauci. They're praising Fauci.
Oh, God.
Whoa, that's a cringe fest on its own that maybe I'll do a segment on it, because there's some stuff out there that people are literally praising the ground this man walks on.
Adam, but people have lost their minds.
Dude, they've lost their minds.
It's maybe sad and it's frightening.
Maybe not. Look at this. Dislike ratio. Dislike. Everyone's like, yeah, the most votes of any presidential candidate in history.
I'm sure.
But 45,000 people were watching there. Every single video of anything that was watching, everyone disliked. Why? How come? Because it was boring and it was him spouting a bunch of BS. That's what it was. Spouting a bunch of BS nonstop.
I got to tell you, too, I may have sworn at the top of my lungs when he said the line, white supremacy is terrorism. I was like,
supremacy.
Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Supremacy. Well, because that's a problem.
That I'll tell you this, though.
People say white supremacy. No. Supremacy at all. Critical race theory is supremacy.
Critical race
that's
theory
a problem.
Is state sanctioned racism.
Right.
It is terrorism. It is critical race theory is terrorism, Joe Biden. No, but I'll tell you this, and this is deadly serious. Joe Biden is maneuvering through the Department of Education to basically mandate critical race theory training in schools. It's really accelerated the timeline on a lot of this stuff. I have a stream that I'm going to be doing on my channel next Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'm going to bring on two people that have really been paying attention to it. It is terrifying what they're doing, Adam.
Oh,
it is terrifying. It's bad. And then he has the gall to go and say, this is terrorism. No. What Joe Biden is doing and is going to do to future generations of children is terrorism. It's abuse. It's psychological abuse.
Yep. They're trying to get everyone hooked on the state and brainwashed by the state. Essentially, it's pretty
true.
Nuts. And we had he didn't bring up the border crisis one time. Not once.
Why would he?
He didn't mention it. Why? Because it's his fault.
Yeah.
He did it. So he's as hypocritical as he is. I wouldn't have been surprised that he said, and the border wall is an issue that we need to fix. And it's like, yeah, you didn't want to bring that up because the wall actually works. You actually started finishing Trump's work on the wall. Well, yeah. Boebert, she freaking took out a space blanket. No, there's no picture.
Oh, no.
But she ripped out a space blanket, the same one that they were using, that they're handing out to kids. I mean, they got like 700 kids in a building that's supposed to only house like 400 stuff. It's nuts. It's nuts what's going down there. And
why is Joe Biden keeping kids in cages, Adam?
Who built the cages, too? Who built them? Well, it wasn't Trump. It wasn't Trump.
It was Obama.
He was trying to. He actually got rid of a lot of these buildings. And guess who brought him back? The president, Joseph Biden, brought him back. Migrant facilities. Okay. They're migrant facilities.
I wonder when AOC is going to go and do a photo shoot.
She's not.
Crying.
She's not. Because she isn't told to go do so.
Doesn't she care about the children?
Apparently not. Hmm. Apparently not. Yeah. So this State of the Union was a freaking joke, man. Ted Cruz nearly fell asleep. Seriously, he was falling asleep.
I know, it was great.
There's a clip of him just like, I saw a picture of Kamala and Nancy Pelosi sleeping, but I think they just still framed a shot, but it looked like Kamala's like this, Pelosi's got her eyes closed. It's funny.
Can we talk about what Nancy Pelosi was wearing? I know I shouldn't pick on people's clothes, but Nancy Pelosi was basically wearing curtains.
Have you watched her at all? She's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Her eyes never stopped moving. She was like looking at Biden and looking over there and then looking at Biden. And that was, it was like this circle. And Kamala's, you know, at least was looking at Biden, listening to him, where Nancy looks like, I don't know, some sort of weird animatronic human being. It's freak. She was a little freaky, I gotta say.
She was like, he's gonna fall over. He's not gonna make it. Mayday. She was sending a secret signal or something.
Kim in chat said, Cruz said that it was because Biden was so boring. That's hilarious. I don't know if that's true, but I don't know. I would believe it because he is boring. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Look at this. Daily Wire actually came out and said it's time to abolish the State of the Union speeches once and for all, that they're long and boring and they go into the history of. And I think that's absolutely wrong. I think we should absolutely be addressed by the leader of our special the executive branch. Like, why? I want to hear from them.
If the president of the United States cannot give one speech per year to everyone, then I don't know what else they're doing.
Yeah,
it's
what? I want to hear how brainwashed he is, how wrong he is on things.
Exactly.
So I can critique him on it.
I want to create a drinking game and have State of the Union bingo, and I don't want anyone to stop me.
I think Crowder had a drinking game when he was live streaming it. but I want to know why Joseph Biden didn't wear a mask.
I was very offended by that, Adam.
He wasn't wearing a mask. How dare he? He mandated that federal employees, anyone on federal property, wear a mask. It was mandated by him. How much of a hypocrite can he be? Look, I actually have his mandate. Look at this. Joe Biden mandates masks on federal property. Why weren't you wearing a mask? You were trying to make an example here in front of all of the world leaders and world leader conversation. You're wearing a mask there. Why? What? In fact,
wearing a mask on Zoom.
Daily Caller said, well, Biden was mocked for masking up in the world leader Zoom call, but screenshots don't tell the whole story. Oh my gosh. I'm not even going to read that article to you. I'm just going to let you know it's because there were other people in the room. That's the reason, because there was other people in the room. Well, what about the State of the Union? He was on federal property. There were other people in the room. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to set an example for the Zoom meeting for the world leaders, but not in front of all of America. You know, all the world leaders were watching that State of the Union. It's live on the internet. Literally anyone on the planet can watch the State of the Union address.
Well, right? And did you see like the shots afterwards where they were all like, they all stopped socially distancing to take pictures and put their arms around one another?
They're giving each other this. Maxine Waters goes, that was so good. She, with her crazy eyes, like, I worship you.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I can't with these people. I can't.
Yo, it's ridiculous, man. So, I can't stand these people.
Here's what I think. So Tom Massey, who's a representative, tweeted something out last night that like there's like a $500 fine for anyone who doesn't wear the mask in like the chamber. In the chamber. This is like Nancy Pelosi's rule. If you don't wear the mask in the chamber, that's $500 fine. Here's what I think that we should do.
Okay.
Because $500 is actually like in the grand scheme of things, not that much money. I think that we should start a GoFundMe for Matt Gaetz to pay all of his $500 fines if he never wears a mask for his floor speeches again, because it would just trigger everyone and piss off everyone. We could fund that for the rest of the year. I think it would be well worth it. I would donate the first $500 myself.
I like it. I like it. We should do that. Matt Gaetz, we got you, dog.
Yeah.
They hate him.
I know, it's amazing.
Man, do they hate him. And it makes me like him more.
I know.
Is that weird?
No, it's perfect. It's the way it should be.
This is the way.
Okay, Matt Gaetz is the way in his hair.
Yeah, right. Well, let's get into some super chats.
Do it.
It's been fun. I already, every single time I go live, I see some of these super chats just disappear. So I have to go back to the beginning.
Oh.
And find them. Give me one second. There it is. Okay. Robert Wiles, what is up with YouTube getting rid of your comments? You had a super chat and it was deleted, but I got you, dog. I went back and found it. He says, I get to pick up my new fake leg on the 12th of next month. You have a blessed soul, Adam. Blessed night and all of chat. Jason Montana, Horseman, Warcat, right on, calling out some of the usual members in chat. Thank you, Robert, for that support. I really do appreciate you. Robert again says, Adam, Almanac 13 lost his dog. The dog went off to pass away, and he is worried about where the dog is. Can you say a few kind words? It's not easy to lose a friend. Well, I absolutely agree with that. It is always tough losing. Like, I mean, animals really do become part of the family. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know how many people out there have had family pets, but I've had family pets throughout my life. And, you know, even one of my childhood dogs, her name was Lucky, got hit by a car and, you know, passed away. And it was tough. It's hard facing loss. So I'm sorry to hear Almanac 13. I don't know if you're out in chat right now, but Robert, thank you for super chatting that. And let's get some UFOs in chat. If you remember, you can actually spam the UFO emote in my chat. I added some emotes for members only. You can spin the UFO, but this spin is for Almanac 13's dog. I'm sorry for your loss, bud.
And I'm sure you gave the dog a wonderful life and lots of love and were the best owner that a dog could have ever wanted.
True that. True that. Mm-hmm. All right. Will says, why do people call it woke when we know it's communism? Gamergate is over. Even the Young Turks admitted they were Marxist the other day. Did they really?
Did they?
Did you hear about that? My
no.
Goodness.
But Cenk is more. Cenk is not a Marxist. Cenk is too like he. Cenk wouldn't even allow his staff to unionize.
Yeah, right. That's not Marxism. Well,
he's
I mean,
not a real Marxist.
He is a figurehead of the Young Turks, but not.
I'm sure he will be whatever they want him to be for money.
Right on, right on. Thank you for all them UFOs in chat. Thank you guys. Appreciate that. Doge says Tim wouldn't do it. Maybe you will, Adam. Will you shout out my lovely mother? The lovely mother of my son, her name is Chelsea, also by Doge. Hold Doge. Of course, Chelsea. This is a shout out from the Doge himself. And that, I mean, that's, there you go, right? The lovely mother of his son, Chelsea. Hi. Hi, Chelsea. How you doing? Jason Dixon says, I'm worried about you. What is going on with home? Sorry, I'm not gonna, I can't, I can't answer that question for you, Jason. I'd love to.
Mind your business, guys.
That's all right. Travis says, I love Dr. K. Do you think there's a correlation between ancient history and modern day politics?
Oh, I'm sure there is. It's a blood sport.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the power.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed. People want the power. The ancient priests in ancient Egypt, you know, wanted to take the power away from the pharaohs, and they did. They got rid of the weight of the heart and started, you can buy your way into, you know, the afterlife. And then it all just went downhill from there. I mean, that's just one example that just pops in my head, but it's all about the power.
It is.
Corey says, I'm making mead with Krigler coffee. I'll post a video and link when it's done. Whoa.
I love mead. Mead is the best.
Krigler coffee mead. What?
That's amazing. I want some Krigler coffee mead.
That sounds delicious. Corey, please post it and let me know. Do a hashtag Krigler coffee if you're going to post it on Instagram or Twitter, wherever you're going to post it. Hashtag Krigler coffee so I can find it, because I would love to hear more about that. That's dope. Eric says, I call critical race theory the protocols of the deplorable elders of Middle America.
That's good, but what are we calling it now? State-sanctioned racism.
State-sanctioned racism. I love that. It's so good. Let's drill it in there. The Black Blade says, one more role for the wife. 9. I just remembered that your show, your chat, your hair, your songs, your coffee are absolutely based. I will roll this for you. First roll of the night, everyone. Good luck. Have fun. 1 through 20. If you want to guess, just guess it in chat. Oh, it landed, so it didn't have a number. All right, I rolled it, and it's a 9! Whoa! We've got the final winner. Ding, 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 ding. Black Blade.
Wow.
Black Blade just won the final dice roll. It's over. No more guesses in chat. It is a 9. I just rolled a 9. I can't believe I just rolled a 9. I love it when that happens. That's crazy. Black Blade, you won. Congratulations. You actually did win something, and that is a die. I have to send one out, and dope, dude. That's
wow.
Oh, so cool. All right. And I guess if you don't believe me, I mean, I can hold it up, but I can just, you know, it's a 9. Very cool, Black Blade. Congratulations. Just email me adamcast@gmail.com. I know I have to change the email. Maybe I'll make a new email, but currently that's the email I guess that's the only AdamCast that remains, but email me there, AdamCastIRL@gmail.com, and I will get you. Obviously, you have to give me your address, Black Blade. I hope that's okay, because I want to send you these die. But congratulations, you won. I'm pretty excited for you. That's awesome. Wow. And that's it. There's no more die. All of them have been given away. So maybe I'll come up with some new prizes, because this is kind of a fun dice game thing. I like it. That's dope. That just happened. Awesome. Thank you, Black Blade, for those kind words, too, by the way. Liberty Lion, thank you for that super chat. Charles Hassler says, have you seen the video, Is Mitch McConnell Ready to Answer 73 Questions? It is hilarious. I don't know that. Do you know it?
No, I've not seen that video.
I don't know, but I'm going to check it out after the show. Oh, my gosh, that looks hilarious. All right. Matari says, Malcolm X said those white liberals were dangerous. Yes, it's funny that LeBron didn't say that first and foremost, because that is the truth.
Well, and you know what's funny is Robin DiAngelo's next book is about how progressives aren't doing enough to be anti-racist. So get ready for it. I'm going to have
They're
to
not doing
it.
Enough
gonna be awful.
To be yeah. anti. What the heck does anti-racist mean?
It means that you are in favor of state-sanctioned racism.
Yeah, basically. Yep. Joshua says, if the police all quit, then the National Guard will move in and the Marxists will get what they deserve. The National Guard won't put up with the BS.
Exactly. Have them send in the National Guard. That is a brilliant idea. Yes, send in the Guard.
Well. Matari says, he said conservatives let you know where you stand. I don't know what we were talking about there, but thank you for that super chat, Matt. The Peanut Gallery said, is it really better for those that truly want to help and save people to give up? Or only the fools that voted for it, it's going to hurt, to be hurt. Right, exactly. It's like, you know, just, it's the majority, like, it may not even be the majority. Like, who knows what happened? The votes got a certain person in, but if it's 51% that won, that means 49% are going to suffer for the 51% that voted in whoever.
But you know, are those but are those people ever going to vote for Democrats again? No. Are they going to win more converts in the process that are never going to vote for Democrats again? Yes.
I know, but so
it's a
like,
long game. Hold on, but big picture.
But you look at it in a different perspective, though, right? You know, if one innocent man is jailed, right, and it's like similar like that. Well, I mean, the nine. Like 1 out of 10, right? So, well, we got the 9. Well, one innocent man's in jail, right? So it's like, should one innocent man walk, or should we just get them all? And then, well, that innocent man won't do the crime anymore.
But the problem is the repercussions of it. Like, this is going to go on for years, and it's going to get worse. Like, we are only at the precipice of how bad this is going to get. I'm sorry. And, yeah. You have a choice between it being really bad for a short period of time or being bad for a long period of time and potentially crescendoing to get really bad.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
There's no good option here. I'm sorry. There's just no good option.
No, you're right. There is no good option. I agree with you. Yeah. White Lasagna says, at one time got an A twice on a book report for a book I didn't read. Same teacher, even. I can only assume she didn't read it either. Nice. That's funny. Liberty Lion says, did you hear about the Twitter Dems calling Tim Scott Uncle Tim for him calling out Dems on racism? Join the FEC filed Patriot Party of America. Interesting. I haven't heard about that, but that's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, Uncle Tim trended last night on Twitter.
Was trending
because Tim Scott came out and said America is not racist in the response to Biden's speech, and so Uncle Tim trended on Twitter. Yeah, there was some really racist stuff too. Like, I mean, really, really bad.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
is ridiculous. Okay, wait, hold on. I just got a super chat channel. Let me find where we were. Here we go. Mark Robichaud, good to see you, buddy. Republicans stand for status quo. And that's probably an issue.
And that's the problem.
That's
and it's
problem.
Not even like, and they need to present a compelling vision to the country. I'm sorry. I've got a whole pamphlet from the libertarians telling me what their vision is. If the libertarians who don't believe in government anything can present a compelling vision, then the Republicans can figure it out.
True. That's true. Timmy says, does Tim make you do his laundry? That's a very weird question. And the answer is no. Mark Robichaud says, you have to clear the land to plant the seeds first. Well, clearly he's on your side of things. Mark Robichaud says, I believe Adam is sexier than Ian. Thank you.
True.
Monster
true.
Blood says, never give up. Fight like H-E double hockey sticks. Well, those are some potentially bannable words because we're not on the left. If you're on the left, you could say it. But if you're not, be careful. Super chat, YouTube. Reading a super chat. Arcadian Twilight said, made a contact with a Republican U.S. representative through mother as a nurse, and he liked the idea of getting Republicans back to roots as the breakers of the chains the Dems carry. Isn't that a beautiful vision? I would love to see it.
So I have a funny story to tell you that in relation to not that just super chat you just read, but the last one where you said like the Democrats can get away with this.
Yeah.
Did you know that while you were, well, I was not on the show on Thursday. I got investigated by the FBI over tweets.
I remember what happened with that. I wanted to ask you, thanks for reminding me, what just happened?
I got, so I sent some like sarcastic tweets when I was standing on the Capitol lawn on January 6th before I even knew what was going on in the buildings. I didn't know until I got back to my hotel later that night. And I said something like, you know, oh, I didn't think I'd be storming the Capitol today. And I was being sarcastic. And like 3.5 months later, the FBI shows up at my house. I was actually out of town, but I had to go hire a lawyer and have a meeting with them to assure them that I did not actually go in the Capitol on January 6th. And I was just joking.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like in LA when this happened, and Victor texts me. He's like, the FBI just showed up. I was like, what? Like, and I'm like, this cannot be over tweets. It can't. No, it was. The FBI investigated me over tweets. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Me too. It happened to me. Welcome to the high five. Welcome to the getting investigated because of stupid tweets. Fun. That's fun. Let's see. Where were we? Mark Robichaud again says, speaking of a joke, looking at Biden. That's funny because that was right when we started making fun of Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Vasidia says, did you see Liz Cheney fist bump Biden last night?
Ugh.
It's all a show when the Uniparty keeps the levers of power moving. We need a new Patriot Party to make a real change.
Did you see that Liz Cheney is thinking about running for president?
I saw that, and I saw Trump ripped her apart for it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
She ain't gonna go nowhere. Yeah, that's not happening. Brian Barton says, I'm glad Biden wears a mask. Don't want him sniffing around. Nice. Robert Shaw says, everyone should social distance from Biden.
Yes, they should.
That pairs perfectly with the previous super chat. Robert Shaw again says, Trump had May 21st. Biden has September sometime. Yeah, yeah. Taliban said yes to May 21st, no later. Okay, I don't really know what you're talking about there, but you know what that means?
I do not know.
Joshua says, people of this nation haven't just lost their minds, but also their souls. Very sad. Many people, all right? Not everybody.
But not a lot everybody. Of people. A lot.
There is a lot. That's true.
You ever feel like you're living in an alternate reality?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do every day. Yep. Yeah.
Hannah says, cut Biden a little slack. I promise you, he doesn't remember reversing Trump's orders.
Touche.
She's got a point. All right, Hannah, you got a good point. Jonathan says, tonight in college psychology, had to do a presentation about COVID social norms and encourage them to remain. Why?
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 You were assigned a position?
Yeah, wait.
Wow.
What? Had to do a presentation about it to encourage them to remain. Why would we want them to remain?
I would have done a presentation.
Work, they work.
I would have done a presentation about how dangerous levels of anxiety and depression are getting and how there is higher mortality, like, you know, based on, you know, things.
Thank you. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Right. Exactly. let's see. Mark Robichaud says it takes skill to fall upstairs. Even Trump couldn't do it. Nice. Vasidia says, check out 81m.org. They're tracking the actual dislikes and ratio of likes to dislikes. His videos are actually doing worse. Wow. Not really surprising. Ramashaw says, kids in cages are easier to sniff. Joe Biden. He didn't actually say that. Snopes or YouTube, whoever's going to be like, he didn't actually say that.
Mm.
Ramashaw continues, Skeletor Pelosi scares even the devil. Colin Sanders says it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Colin.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yay.
Spin the UFO.
I'm spinning the UFO. Exactly. Just for Colin. Colin, this is just for you. Congratulations. Happy birthday. You made it another year around the sun. I love the thought of that, that you've traveled 1 year around the sun one more time. Robert Shaw says, Black Magic hasn't won in a while. I feel bad slash roll. Well, there's no guess, but it is kind of over. So I have rolled the die. You guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. Good luck. Have fun.
Whoa. I just want to say, whoever sent in that 81m.org super chat, like, this website is crazy.
Is it?
Like, some of the manipulation. Oh, yeah. Some of the manipulate. They're manipulating this by like 300%, 375%, 600%, 1000% manipulation. Oh, yeah. Good website. Good find.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It shows the manipulation rate. Let's pop
it. It does.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
So that's the actual, what actually was going on and what happened after the fact?
Yeah, what they're saying it is and what the actual one is.
Wow. Dang.
No, keep scrolling. Some of them are more.
338% change. That's insanity. I mean, I don't know if this is trustworthy, but...
Look, 617% change.
1,000% here.
Wow.
Official approval rate, 193 to 567. Real, 193 to 6,981. Wow. That's insanity. That's crazy. I mean, this isn't surprising if this is really the case. Dang, that's nuts. Thanks for showing us that. Let's see. Oh, geez, I forgot that I rolled the die. Sorry, I was caught off guard by the...
Sorry, my fault. My bad.
Okay, we got a couple winners, I think. Let me just make sure that no one else has guessed this. Where did to even start? Holy cow, so many people were guessing. Who guessed it first? It's five. There's a bunch of winners, though. Let me see who did it first. I think it's C.O. Jones. I think C.O. Jones. I think you just won. You won absolutely nothing. Nope, Dan Smith. Sorry, Dan Smith. 44 Studios, 440 Studios. You've won a few times, Dan Smith. Congratulations. It is five. You did definitely just win absolutely nothing. Congratulations. All right. Nice, nice, nice. C.O. Jones, you were so close. So close, but so far. Fine Castle says, my dad started to watch Attack on Titan with me, and he said he likes it because of just how saturated and woke mainstream entertainment has become. Would highly recommend it. A lot of people have told me Attack on Titan is dope. I haven't checked it out, so cool. Vanessa T says, love Dr. Carlin. As I listen to her more this year, she should run for office.
I don't want to run for office.
Shh, don't speak. Just say yes. Shh.
We'll see.
Helmsway says, a bit off topic, but you are under the impression, that UFOs once roamed the skies? During the time of our ancestors, deep dive. I would love to believe it. I would like more proof. I do know that there are hieroglyphics of basically what looks like spaceships and spacemen. And it's kind of cool. And like, why? What was it? It's really cool to think about the fact that we may have been seeded by, human
by
beings.
By the Anunnaki.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That maybe we were seeded. Maybe they did learn how to travel the stars based on gravitational waves and natural magnetic energy. And maybe that's what the pyramids really were, that they were charging stations for spacecraft. Like, there's lots of cool theories out there. I would love to have proven true, but I don't know. But it is fun to think about.
Listen, if we really think that we are the smartest things in the universe, I'm sorry. That's really depressing. We are not the smartest things in the universe. I dearly hope.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I definitely hope. One day we will all have a good conversation with intelligent beings as intelligent beings.
Indeed.
As long as we maintain our intelligence. Robert Shaw says it's time for the Krigler Show. Thank you. Thank you, yes. Rupshaw. I like that. Kyle Schmidt says, after another day of depressing Timcasts, this show is as refreshing as a cup of Krigler coffee. Strong, bold, smooth, and uplifting. Well, thank you, Kyle. Thank you. I have no idea what he even reports on anymore. It's,
I don't either.
It is what it is. Readout Productions, your laugh is so authentic. I love it. Redoubt Production says, the 21st century Puritans have taken over our house. We could either fix up a failing Republican house that doesn't represent or build a brand new home from a scratch for the silent majority. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. A lot of people say it's not a good idea, but a lot of people are fighting for it, though.
I'm telling you guys, Mises Caucus. Mises Caucus.
Yeah, you've been talking about the Mises Caucus for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really like it.
I do.
Let's see. Robert Shaw says, are the 49% speaking up? No, no, they are not. Okay, you got a good point.
Yes, this is exactly the point. If people don't speak up, then they can't complain when they lose.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're speaking up and you talk about how often you're getting shut down and shut out because of the political system.
Yes, but if more people were, if it wasn't just me, then they wouldn't be able to. I mean, I talk about this with state-sanctioned racism all the time. If everyone who was opposed to state-sanctioned racism just spoke up and said, no, we're not doing this woke crap anymore, then it would be over in an instant. They would not be able to sustain it.
Yeah, that's true. Stand up, please.
Please.
Yeah. DJ Cogdale says, Scott Horton is arguably better than Dave Smith and has written 2 books on Middle East foreign policy. You should really try to have him on. Okay, interesting. Mr. Paul R. says, got my dice in the mail today. It's dope, dude. We'll have Trump challenge coin for you, a 2A $2 bill, a Dragon Fist first space flight. Whoa, this is so cool. When I find it, still in recovery mode from Hurricane Laura. Well, Mr. Paul R., congratulations on the win. I'm glad you like the dice, and thank you very much for that. I'm looking forward to seeing that $2 bill. That's very cool. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, but Ian is still the hottest one on the cast show. Cool.
Yes.
Small Rabid Monkey says, hi, Adam. Can you tell Ian to read the chapter, The Story of Jonathan May, in William Cooper's book? It's about the Federal Reserve. Appreciate you passing along the message. Okay. I don't really see him too often, but next time I see him, I'll try to remember. Basidia says, can you, I can tell you why LeBron James doesn't quote from those books he's always photographed with, because he's always on the first page in every picture. You think he actually made it to the first page?
He made it to the introduction, maybe.
I mean,
come on.
He's just holding the book. Come on. He's just holding it. Come on.
His PR agent gave it to him and said, hold the book. That's what happened.
This will be good for your image.
That's what happened.
This will make you look smart. Don't answer any questions about it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't talk about the book. Just hold it.
Just talk about police accountability.
Show the cover. That's it.
Robert Shaw says, the peace deal with the Taliban for May 21st. Oh, that Trump was trying to do, that Biden's basically going, nope, we're not doing anything that Trump did because it's all bad. It's all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew says, this is definitely how Idiocracy starts.
We are in Idiocracy. This is legit. We are in Idiocracy.
I know.
Except instead of everything being fun and having professional wrestling and stuff, everything is stupid and Puritan.
Okay. There's one thing about Idiocracy that I would almost want to have happen. I wouldn't mind Terry Crews as president.
No, I agree. I 100% agree. Yes.
Terry Crews is pretty awesome.
I'm on board.
He calls it as it is. I like that guy. I like that guy. Of course, I would want Terry Crews as Terry Crews, not as I don't remember the name of the president he played.
Macho Camacho.
Yes, Macho Camacho. Thank you. Thank you, Carlin. Thank you. That's hilarious. Let's see. Brian Dubes says, I heard Biden remembers to wear his mask by putting child's hair between layers. Oh.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That was unnecessary. Okay. Come on, Brian. Something should not be said in Super Chat.
No. Confused and bemused, said Trump made peace deals with the Taliban and other groups to end the wars, and Joe Bob is reneging on those deals.
Joe Bob.
But at least there's no mean tweets. Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah,
Joe they Bob. Want more.
First day or second day, he was sending troops into Syria, man. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Mr. Paul R. says, we are in the movie They Live, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Rowdy Piper. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
You've never seen They Live?
No.
Adam.
What? I don't know.
You need to watch that movie.
What is They Live?
It is one of the best movies of all time. It has one of the best fight scenes of all time. It is a great movie. Everyone needs to watch They Live. If you have not seen They Live in the chat, you should be ashamed of yourself, and you should watch it tonight.
They Live.
It's an amazing movie. It's really good.
John Carpenter. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Roddy Piper, Keith David, Meg Foster. What is it about? What's the whole thing about it?
It is about, it's basically about, like, you know, a dude who's, like, working construction and, like, living in a homeless encampment who finds a pair of, a box of sunglasses that when he puts on the sunglasses, it allows him to see the world as it really is. And he discovers that aliens have taken over the world. From.
The yes. Obey.
Yes. This one? That's exactly it. Yes. Yes. Oh. It's a very important movie.
Okay. Okay. Very nice. I will try to find it. Nay, I will find
you
it. Will.
There is no try. It. There is only do.
I will do this. Thank you, Yoda. Thank you, Dr. Yoda B. as Daring says, saying that skeleton scares the devil is untrue. Schumer's her right-hand man. Ooh, I see what you did there. All right. Jared, thank you for becoming a member. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support. Now you can spam some UFOs in the chat. That's right. If you are a member to the channel, you can spin the UFO. You can actually smash the like button. Literally, there is the Hulk hands that you can spam in chat. In fact, I'm going to spam some Hulk hands right now.
I got to get some custom emojis on my channel.
Yo, look at these. You can spam. I'm just going to spam.
I can't. You won't let me see the chat anymore.
Okay, well.
I can't see them. I feel abused and deprived.
Sorry. Well, yeah. It's fine. Denied. It's fine. Denied. Mark Robichaud says, question for both of you. Where do you think you would be in where do you think you would be 5 years ago compared to where you are today?
Oh, God.
And where do you think you'll be 5 years from now?
I used to have a perfectly acceptable career, career. I had a respectable business.
5 years ago.
I was writing books. I was doing trainings. I was doing keynote speaking. Then I had a midlife. I had a midlife crisis and became a YouTuber.
but what happened?
I accidentally went viral on the internet after going to a Trump rally. Okay. 5 years from now, I dare not even speculate where I am 5 years from now, because where I was 5 years ago, like, I never would have expected this. I'll tell you that.
Governor Borisenko.
We'll see.
You didn't say no. I like
didn't say
that.
No.
I like it. Let's see here. Where were we? Oh, I didn't answer the question myself. Yeah. Let's see. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was deeply in love, falling like crazy head over heels for an amazing woman, and I was chasing her around the world, and I eventually married her. And 5 years from today, I will probably be raising some amazing kids with said amazing woman. That's where my head's at. So
Adam's sucking up to someone right now is what's happening.
That's my wife. I'm allowed. Let's see here. King Kenneth says, Dr. K, any charges? You hear Cuomo no. High school buses to vax? I don't know anything about that, but I'm assuming they're asking about the FBI stuff.
Yeah, no charges. I'm free as a bird. Nothing else, to the best of my knowledge, is happening. The FBI has been satiated.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Robert Shaw says, anime is the last bastion of non-woke entertainment. And seriously, Japan's basically giving a big FU to the whole woke, because they're like, we like what we do, and they keep pumping out whatever.
Good.
And man, the woke people just can't stand it. It's crazy.
That's how the woke need to be handled. Do not bend the knee. Do what you want to do, and there's nothing they can do about it.
There it is. Mazo says, skip Attack on Titan. There are better anime. You didn't want to include some examples for me?
Exactly.
You just drop that, and then that's it. You just leave it.
You like, can't leave us to our own devices.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but give me some answers, man. I don't know. Aaron says, hey, about the critical race theory ban, it's pretty toothless and has too many workarounds. At least that's what some analysts have been saying. Great.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, it is hard to enforce this stuff, but the reality is that, you know, the usefulness of this is symbolic first. Because this is about saying, putting a stake in the ground and saying, no, we do not accept this as part of our value system. And then you figure out the rest later. It's going to be imperfect. That's okay. The important thing is that there's momentum.
All right. That's true. It's the start, right?
Yeah.
If you get
better
this,
than nothing.
If that lawsuit goes through, you know, there's going to be, it's just going to get the ball rolling. The dominoes will start falling, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Robert Hall says, Adam channeling his inner Ian. Well, I mean, I'm more like I also am obsessed with ancient civilizations and, you know, past societies. And we are not the same people. I hate being compared to him. Everyone does it so much. I don't hate it. It's just we're just so different. I don't
kind of like how I always used to hate being compared to someone else you might share an abode with. I'm just saying.
Whoa. What are you talking
people
about?
Used to compare me to Tim all the time. All the time.
Really?
Oh yeah, all the time. It was constant. It was incessant, and like whatever. I mean, like
really,
dude,
you and Tim?
Oh, okay. Dude,
I may have done dude. It today on this episode. I'm sorry for that.
No, it used to be literally all I would see in my comments was Tim, Tim, and I'm like,
have you ever worn a beanie?
I have, in fact, worn a beanie. Yes.
You on live on air?
I don't know about live on air, but I knit stuff, man. I've got knitted beanies. Come on.
All right. Nice shiny headphones, by the way. Mm-hmm. Are those new? They're
no,
nice.
No, same one. Same one. They like 35 they? Bucks on Amazon, man. Those are cheap.
They're shiny. Very shiny. Let's see. Sejong says, Adam, Dr. K, consider that we're the smartest surviving life in the universe. Space travel might get lonely when it turns out into space archaeology, but it will give us something to do.
Sejong. I don't accept that. I think aliens are real. I think that they are here. I am very much a fan of like the Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, Stephen Greer stuff. I think they're real. I do. I have faith.
Well, I mean, even still, even if we are alone, I don't think we are. I think there's intelligent life out there somewhere. How far? I have no idea. But even if there isn't anything, eventually we're going to automate literally everything and we're going to be left to exploring space, creating art and music and competing in sports and like, you know what I mean? Like, what is life going to be once everything is automated, you know, or once replicators become a thing? Like, life's going to change in the future very much so. And I don't know whether we meet intelligent life or not, you know, that'll be a huge difference in the future. But I don't know. Let's see. Mattery says Attack on Titan is trash. Pirates watch One Piece. Okay, more people think Attack on Titan is trash. Interesting. All right. All right. J Rush says, just drop in some love for my two of my favorite YouTubers. Aww. Also loving your book so far, Dr. Carlin.
Oh, you got my first book? Wow. Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. We got a Carlin supporter here in chat.
Yay.
J Rush. Thank you for that, J Rush. Robert Shaw says, thank Elon that we have Elon Musk. Thank Elon. Praise the Elon. I just had a crazy super chat jump. Give me a second. Where did we just go? Here we go. Curb says a paper published in Advances in Space Research used AI to predict we are heading into a grand solar minimum that will last till 2020 or 2050. Food shortages. That sucks, man. That sounds terrible. Like, who knows, right? People think that we are so powerful that we control everything on this planet. They are so wrong. Robert Shaw says ragging on Beanie Man will always be fun, laughing his butt off. I
be nice.
Confirm nor deny that.
Be nice.
Merc says love you, Adam. Wish Tim kept you on though. I think your vibe is sorely needed there. Also, please start reading chat more when streaming Twitch. I know it's so hard, Merc, because I get so focused on gaming. You know, sometimes I really have to focus on what I'm doing because I'm a very efficient gamer, and I'm also very, you know, I get really focused. So I will try to focus on chat more because I do love chat and it's fun. And thank you for those kind words. I do agree. I wish he kept me on, but he didn't. And from what I hear, the show has never been the same. So I do appreciate those kind words. Robert Shaw says, use water like out of the toilet. Oh, it's got what plants crave. Robert Shaw, we were talking about Idiocracy. Nice.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, we got a couple new members. Thank you, Joshua, Little Witch, and Metastep. Thank you guys so much.
Bing, 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 bing.
I actually have a member bell. Thank you guys so much for that support. If you are a member and for you guys who are new members, spam some UFOs in chat. You guys can spin the UFO now. Just go to the emotes, and we got emotes. Spam some. You can even smash the like button. There are Hulk hands that you can smash. It's great.
Man, I gotta get some custom emojis on my channel because I do a live stream every Friday at 3 p.m. where I drink and watch crazy diversity training and comment on it. I need some custom emojis.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That's hilarious. Mark Robichaud again says, John Carpenter is a master producer.
Yes.
All right. Right on. Aladdin says, Adam, here is $10 to see They Live. Or is it They Live or They Live?
They Live.
They Live. Okay. I expect you to comment tomorrow. Well, I got to find it, but I'm sure I'm going to find it. The Black Blade says, okay, dude, just for that. I know you did win. Congratulations. Just send me your address and everything and just write, you know, the Black Blade in the comments so I can find you. Mark Robichaud says, are birds really free? The atmosphere is its cage. Well, we're also on a rock that gives us life. They only are alive because of this rock, this cage. So technically, we're on a cage too, then. Robichaud again says, Species Reviewer is a great anime. 10 out of 10 in IGN. Species Reviewer. Interesting. Okay, I never heard of it. Andrew says, they live and Hell Came to Frogtown are 111% great. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Hell Came to Frogtown? I haven't heard of that one.
Hell Came to Frogtown. I'm going to write that down.
Great Loudmouth says, Adam, One Piece is the best anime ever. Okay, someone did just mention One Piece. All right, so maybe I should give that one a shot. I will write it for later. Baron Voodoo says, Rising of the Shield Hero is pretty awesome and very relatable. Season 2 should be coming out later this year. Hashtag King Trash. Hashtag Princess B word. I'm not going to say that one, though. But Mazo says, Adam, Dr. K, you are not sheep. You can choose better than Attack on Titan. I have to really know you to make a good recommendation. I just know on screen you. Okay, I can respect that. I will tell you right now, my favorite anime that I've ever watched, I haven't watched many in life, is Ninja Scroll. I thought that movie was incredible. It's so... I don't know. Something about it was very cool. It's kind of old now. I'm sure a lot of you anime geeks out there would definitely know Ninja Scroll. It's a good one. Mark Robichaud says, Ian is the stereotype of talking magnets. I mean, magnetic energy is pretty important.
Why are you guys so obsessed with Ian? Come on. This is Adam's show. Why are you so obsessed with Ian?
Well, Ian was he was my co-host for a while until something changed. and Panthos guy says, check out Violent Evergarden if you haven't seen it. I haven't seen that one. Is that an anime also? Or I don't know. We'll check it out, though. Thank you for the super chat, though, guys. Chris Hill says, watch, what is it? Gatchaman crowd run down techno beat Power Rangers, fight social media and election fraud. It feels like, is that multiple things? Oh, okay. I see. A Gatchaman crowd. The rundown of it is techno beatdown, Power Rangers fight social media and election fraud. Okay, I can get behind that. I gotta check that out. Let's see. Gatchaman. I'll check that out. That sounds fun. Jaya says, I am officially addicted to your coffee, Adam. It's literally all I order now. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hi, Carlin. Love your fight and content.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Jaya. Thank you so much.
Jaya is the best. Jaya is going to be president someday.
My coffee is really good, I got to say. And you know what, Carlin? I'm going to send you a bag. Give me your address. Wait, do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a bag. Go to my website, kriglercoffee.com. Pick out whichever one you want and let me know. And I'm going to give you a bag.
I will. Thank you.
Because you deserve good coffee in your life, Carlin.
I do.
All right. Mr. Paul R says, whenever you end up Adam Krieger, or excuse me, wherever you end up Adam Krieger, let us know. We will follow. Not like Ian Crossland followers won't. My goodness. Why you guys? I don't understand. Wait.
Like, what has happened? That like I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. I didn't do this. This is not me. Goodness sakes. Joshua says, I'd never compare you to Tim Pool. Carlin, you are far cuter than he is. Well,
goddamn right.
Goodness sakes. J Rush says, better anime. If you like Firefly, see Cowboy Bebop. Ooh, now, Cowboy Bebop looks cool. I think I'd like Cowboy Bebop. I haven't watched that, though. and Outlaw Star. I don't know that one. Other shows, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, Assassination Classroom, Yurusei Yatsuru, Sura, Ranma 1.5, Tenchi Muyo, and oh my goodness, I may have botched some of those names. I'm sorry. Cool. Yeah, I'll check. I did like Firefly. I think I like Cowboy Bebop. Taylor, oh my gosh, so many super chats. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for the support, everyone. Taylor says, yes, automate everything. I need a spaceship to get off this rock. Also, Gundam and Dragon Ball Z are superior anime. Oh, okay. I've never watched Gundam or Dragon Ball Z. I never watched, never got into those. Excuse me. Dusty says, hey, Adam, it was very brave of you to acknowledge Nick Fuentes. Appreciate it very much. Is it really brave? Like,
so I don't understand this because, like, I guess a lot of conservative people, or like even just like people that don't like Nick Fuentes, aren't acknowledging that he's on the no-fly list, and it's nonsense.
It's like, ridiculous.
Again, I do not like this guy, but we all should be able to stand up and say what's right is right, and it is not acceptable that he's not able to fly. There's no reason.
Even
for
if
it.
You disagree with him. It's a free country. It's
even
called
if he
freedom
committed
of
a crime. Like, frankly, criminals are allowed to fly.
Right.
They're, like that's a civil liberty that they should not be able to just take away at the drop of a hat.
Yep. And especially with no due process. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a problem. So thank you, Dusty. And you know, I it's like when they banned Alex Jones. It's like, oh, this is the beginning of the end. This is gonna get worse. And it did. And this is what I'm seeing there. It's like, okay, this is gonna get worse if this is gonna be allowed to pass.
Right. And if you don't stand up for people that you dislike when it happens to them, then don't be surprised when it happens to you.
Right. Yep, exactly. Let's see. Exo Dreve says, didn't see a super chat with it, but Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure to your suggestion list. Thank you guys for all this this anime stuff. I don't get a lot of time to watch stuff nowadays. I'm running basically two shows. I got my Twitch show, and then I got well, it's not really a show, it's more my Twitch channel that I go live and play, and then of course this show. You know, so my time to view watch stuff is few and far between, but I will check out some. I think Full Metal Alchemist, I've been told, is really good. I know Tim really likes it, but Cowboy Bebop, I think I'm really gonna like. That's probably the one that I've had on my radar. I'm like, I think I'm gonna like that. Let's see. Ramshaw again says, it's playful ragging, Carlin. No hard feelings. Oh, okay. I don't, was he playing around with the Ian? I think maybe he's just messing around with Ian.
Oh, okay.
Matarai says, watch Psychopaths 2. The author is Orwellian. Hmm, okay. Oh my gosh, you guys are fantastic. All these super chat jumps, it keeps bopping it along. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Seriously, thank you all so much. I appreciate you all. Let's see. Dragon says, I recommend Record of Grand Crest War for anime. I like the name of it. Record of Grand Crest War. All right, I'm going to check that out. That sounds some. Ninja Scroll was my first anime also, Robert Shaw says. Nice. That was a great movie. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Do you like anime at all?
Not really. I had a former, like an ex that tried to get me into it, and it just did not stick.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Nope, doesn't offend me. Nathan says, no matter how they spin it, freedom is not extreme. Control is extreme.
Yes, that's exactly right. Do not ever let them convince you that giving you freedom is like they're being benevolent, because they're not. It's not theirs to give.
There is only one way to spin it. And it's with this. The UFO is not spinning enough right now.
No.
Give it a spin. Carnell says, hey, Adam, have you gotten around to watching Seaspiracy? And would you consider or interested in doing a review or a segment about film and the issues that the documentary presents? Bangarang and spin the UFO. I got a bangarang going on.
Bangarang!
Do you hear that? Can you hear
I
it?
Do.
Bangarang.
That's fun.
So I have Twitch sound effects that I got. Mm-hmm. I got a few great ones that I really enjoy. But bangarang is like when I get hyped on something, I shout out some bangarangs. And I just spun the UFO. Nah, I can't deny you, Carnell. Let me give you an extra little boost on that spin. It's already going pretty fast, but there you go. Arcadian Twilight says, don't automate a lot. We need to work or grow weak. I know, but it's going to happen. We can't stop it. We got to learn how to not be weak with automation, because it's going to happen. There's no stopping it. You know, we have to at least see that.
Robert Shaw says, because Ian belongs here. FFS, I'm not going to say the words, but Ian belongs here in all caps.
Everything happens for a reason, guys. Everything happens for a reason.
The chair is so empty. Yeah, I guess everything
happens. If he is meant to return one day, he will.
Well, he's on cast shows, and this is the Krigler show. So,
wow.
We'll just leave it at that. Sean Jack says, best anime, King of the Hill. Wait, is that an anime?
No.
It's pretty good, but in all seriousness, though, Spice and Wolf, Hayate no Gotoku, Lucky Star, Madoka Magica, My Him, and Bake Monogatari. Sorry if I'm butchering any of these names, guys. Clearly, I don't read anime Japanese names much, but cool. Mr. Paul R says they live Amazon Prime Video, $3.99 rent HD. Well, someone already super chat, I believe $10 for me to watch it. Mm-hmm. So they went above and beyond and gave me enough to rent it. So I guess I'm gonna have to do it. Metastep says Akira, good equals good. Carlin, I'm from New Hampshire too, but live in Vermont. If ever at intersection 89 and 91, hit me up. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, I used to live there. I used to live in Norwich, Vermont, which is right near the intersection of 89 and 91. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I know where they are, yeah.
I have seen Akira, and that actually is a really good movie. I forgot about that movie. That's a good one.
I saw Akira in the movie theater.
Cool.
In an old-fashioned movie theater, yeah.
Wow, that's dope. Mm-hmm. I like that. Adam says, have you checked out the Oju Kickstarter? Looking forward to trying this coffee hot sauce with Krigler coffee. Whoa.
Coffee hot sauce. I don't know about that.
No, I have to look this up right now because what does it mean? The first hot sauce for coffee. Wow. Literally a hot sauce for coffee. That's cool.
$27,000 for a hot sauce for coffee.
Pledged only 5,000. I mean, I like spicy. I like spicy.
But do you like coffee spicy?
I love coffee and I love spicy. I mean, I'm willing to try it. Right?
I don't know. That's weird. I
feel like I'd try it. Adam, thank you. I may back this project. I do have a coffee company after all. I better check to see if the
partnership my coffee. It's basically a
Speaking
business right
off. A little coffee right here. And someone actually sent me this dope.
I love it. Oh, that's so fun.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
It says the spinner here. Adam the spinner. I guess they sent the cast castle. Everyone got one of these and then they sent one to me and they were like, you know what? I think you deserve it too. And I'm like, thank you so much. And it's so my nice. Favorite cup of coffee.
Do you feel included?
Well, I feel I don't feel included at all. No. to answer that. But that's a whole nother subject. Where were we? Jeez. Erica says you should watch Gunbuster. It's a classic. I've never heard of that one. Gunbuster. Baron Voodoo, MC and Shield Hero, was falsely accused and had the entire system against him. And the story is of him overcoming the obstacles from establishment. Oh, that's fun. I like that. Vash says, nobody ever says Trigun. Oh, man, I've actually seen a bunch of Trigun, too. I forgot about that. It's just been a long time. Like, I was a teenager 20 years ago. Craziness. I'm getting old. Mr. Squiggle says, Lupin the Third is a good anime, and City Hunter is a funny one. Never heard of any of those. Robert Shaw says Shield Hero is one of my favorites. Cool. A bunch of people saying Shield Hero. All right, I'm going to try that one out too. So many different animes to check it out. You know, I'll just go back to the super chats so I can get all these awesome suggestions. Sai says, congrats to Carlin for hooking up with the Mises Caucus. Adam, Yay! You're next. Read Anatomy of the State. I got to check it out.
And, Adam, you should come up to New Hampshire for Pork Fest in June.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd totally be interested in. Pork Fest?
It's a big... No, it's not that.
Vegan.
It's porcupine, not pork like bacon, porcupine. Oh. That's like their little symbol is the porcupine. But it's a big... this is like totally up your alley. This is like a big camp out in the middle of the woods with a bunch of libertarians doing what libertarians do when they're out in the woods together.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Doing their own thing?
doing their own libertarian thing.
Okay, that's funny. Eight Way Run says, my favorite anime of all time is Record of Lotus War. The best anime of all time is The Vision of Escaflowne TV. Best of all time, really, Eight Way. All right, I'll check it out. Cool. King Kenneth says, Flea Market, Ian, you, your coffee, and I, long hair live stream. I don't know, man. I think this long hair of mine is not long for this world.
Don't do it, Adam. Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
No.
We'll see. Robert Shaw says, no, no, Carlin, no. Tim is a thief for their free Ian. Oh, a thief. Free Ian. Hashtag free Ian. I added the hashtag at the end, but I felt like it was fitting.
Absolutely.
No comment. It's the best I got. Nathan says, if you're going to watch Dragon Ball, watch Kai, by far the superior telling of the story. And how has nobody mentioned Neon Genesis Evangelion? Yeah, that sounds familiar. Why is that familiar? I feel like I need to watch Gundam too, because I've had some like space experts on my show and people were like, yo, you're talking about some Gundam. And they're like, totally started geeking out about Gundam. And like how a lot of the space stuff that they have in Gundam could actually end up being a reality.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay. Cool.
I might look at that.
I definitely think I'm going to need some Gundam in my life. Wiley says, got tired of Tim's narcissist news network. Found yours by chance. Thank you for making the news commentary fun. Naruto is best anime. Naruto, I feel like when I look at Naruto, I feel like I've missed it. Like I'm not interested in watching Pokemon anymore because I watched Pokemon when I was like 13. Like I loved Pokemon as a kid. Like I remember being a 13-year-old watching Pokemon.
And I legit watched Pokemon like every morning.
Yeah, Pokemon was great when I was young and like I don't know. It just doesn't. It's not for me anymore. Mark Robshaw says you poked the anime hornet nest. Laughing his butt off. I love it. Straight up, I had no idea how many people loved anime in my chat. You guys are just like bombarded me with incredible, like I obviously have to do some sort of like a not a deep dive for you for my show, but just like a deep dive for myself, just to like look into. Here's another just people are just dropping all these awesome animes, so obviously I got to get into it. Let's see. Sherry Social says, would you ever let us know what happened between you and Tim? I just don't get it. I love Tim, but seems like a hard friend. I don't think so. Probably not. Because I don't want to stoop low. I don't, you know, I just want to do, I'm just going to do me, you know, because what choice do I have?
Sometimes it's better move on.
What's up, dude?
Moving on. Uh-oh.
What's up? What's up, homie?
Is there a cat?
Locked in here.
Cat's like, I've been beckoned. I have been summoned.
My cat's on the stream. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him in chat.
Aww.
He's never actually been in on my show before. This is Osiris. He's one of the coolest cat ever. He was a wild cat that now lives here with us.
Aww.
And he is the coolest cat ever. What's up, dude? You're live on air.
He's famous.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye, buddy.
It's like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, well,
I got important business.
He straight up opened the door and came in here.
It's like he owns the place.
I'm like, oh, are you coming in? Well, welcome. I guess I'll get you on the show. Well, so that's Osiris. That was no broken prophet. That's hilarious. Funny comment, but no, that's not the cat that that someone may or may have not have kidnapped. That's a whole nother story. That's really funny that I know a lot of details on. I'm not going to say no. That this guy Osiris lived on the property that we moved to, and he was a wildcat, lived outside, and the neighbors right next door, he was born on their porch, and they had him inside for like a year. They had him neutered. They didn't adopt him. They just kind of, you know, took him to the vet and made sure he was good. And then they got a dog and he started peeing everywhere, and they're like, you know what, you could just live outside. And he's just been living on the property. Yeah. Well, Nisha fell in love. We named him Osiris. Now he's basically our cat.
Aww.
No. He is our cat. He's awesome. Yes. I love him. And he's very cool. He's one of the coolest, the coolest cat I've ever met. Straight up, he's the coolest cat I've ever met.
He was meant to be your cat.
He was meant to be. Yeah, he was definitely meant to be our cat for sure. Holy cow, all these super chats. You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much. Simping for Kurumu, Kurumi says, watch Panty and Stocking with Gotter Belts. It's Powerpuff Girls meets South Park. Okay, interesting. Blinky Bill says, Adam, do a reaction video, They Live, or They Live. You know what I can do? I can do a watch party, all right, where I watch it on my Twitch channel. Because it's on Amazon Prime, I can actually watch it live with everybody watching it with me, and I can react to it. So I might do that, actually. I may do that. That sounds kind of fun.
Man, now I might have to figure out how to use Twitch. I want to do that. I want to have a watch party.
It's fun. I like it. I learned how to do watch parties from Nick Rikita. He does watch parties a lot. He's got a Twitch channel. He goes on late. And he's hilarious, that dude. I got to get him back on my show. Godzilla says, if you watch Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star, it will give a new perspective on Firefly. Also, Evangelion is like if Michael Bay did an anime. All right, so huge in epicness. All right, right on. Cyber Reset says, animes, I would recommend My Hero Academia and Angel Beats. For Angel Beats, one hint is keeping track of the number of characters in the ending credits. How do I do that? Is there a lot of characters or what? Interesting. Erica says, Gunbuster is an anime that involves space travel. Some awesome space battles. Anime is from 1989. Ooh, back when they really did like hand-drawn stuff. I like that. Wanderer. Hey, what's up, Wanderer? How you doing, bud? Gundam Wing, Endless Waltz, Outlaw Star, Cowboy Bebop, Full Metal Alchemist, Spice and Wolf, just to name a few. Okay, so of all of these suggestions, a lot have been rising to the surface, okay? And that's a few of them. So the Outlaw Star, Full Metal Alchemist, Cowboy Bebop, Spice and Wolf, what else? Gundam. Redo of Healer. Yeah, Dat Simple Note said you should watch Redo of Healer. That's actually something that Rikita was telling me about. It's totally wholesome. Okay, well, I know that's an outright lie. I know that it's really bad. That is hilarious. Omax says anime culture is popular because it has not become woke yet. See, now that makes a lot of sense to me.
It's gonna happen at some point.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Anime culture is an American culture, though.
Well,
I mean,
I hope okay, so.
It could be argued that it is, but the roots of it are not in America, right? You know, the roots of it
listen,
are more...
Adam, the roots of knitting are not in America, and it still became woke, okay?
I got nothing. You're right. Josiah says, the art behind Carlin is awesome.
Thank you. I painted the two big ones on the sides.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And just swivel to the, you know, move your head so we can see the ones in the middle. Oh, nice. I like that splotchy one. That was cool.
Joshua, who is my coach, and he's on my channel every Tuesday, he did the blue one. And then the angel one I actually bought for $35 at Venice Beach in California.
Nice.
From a lady that was selling them on the sidewalk, and I just thought it was really pretty.
That's dope. I actually have some art from Venice behind me right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Hold on. Can you even see it?
Is there a frame? Is in the frame?
Check this out.
There it is. Oh, yeah. It's total. Yeah.
I got this awesome. He wanted 20, but I was friends with Rick Mitchell, who awesome dude. Shout out to that guy because he's great. You might not know him, but the OGs of Venice might know him. He lived in a school bus there, and I met him on a photo shoot, and he was badass. And the guy wanted 10, and I was like, no, the sign says 20. I'm giving you 20.
Oh,
look at this thing's worth it.
It's
I like
cool.
It.
Cool, yeah. I love nothing more than buying art. I love buying art.
Yeah,
I love supporting
great.
Like creative right? endeavors. Yeah.
Gotta love it. Robert Shaw says it took nuclear weapons to make the Japanese stop. My goodness, Robert Shaw. Mr. Squiggle says Lupin the Third is from 1971, by the way. Oh, wow. Jason Dixon says, sorry about my question. I do care and worry. What question? Don't be sorry about questions. It's all good. Let's see. Sherry Social says, how did you meet your wifey for lifey? Any tips for a newly married couple? My hubby's name is also Adam. He's a coffee connoisseur. Can't wait to try yours. Well, okay, there's a lot to break down here. First and foremost, thank you. I'm glad that you're going to be ordering my coffee. That sounds great. And congratulations on your newly married life. And any tips? Always be honest. Hands down, honesty is the most important thing in literally every relationship. Always honesty. Be honest. Don't hold things in. Be honest. That's it. You got to be honest. And how did I meet her? I sold her a skateboard at the skate shop that I was riding for and working for at the time. And she flew halfway across the country or halfway across the world to go specifically to that store that I happened to be working in. It was a great moment.
It was
great moment.
Meant to be.
It was, yeah. Mark Robichaud says, Japan will never go woke. Never, never. Hashtag free Ian. Okay. Subconscious says, I like that name. It's not spelled how you think it is, but Code Gaius is about a royal outcast son in a futuristic form of feudalism who geopolitically takes over the world and fights tyranny. Amazing. I have heard that.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Paul R. says, fair warning, Adam, They Live is a B-grade classic. Yeah, but those are great. Those are fantastic. All right? I love those. I love those B-grade classics. Obviously, they're classic, you know, for a reason. Jason Dixon says, sorry about the home question. Oh, no, that's fine. Jason, calm yourself, buddy. It's okay. Don't worry. And thank you all for those amazing super chats. It ended up being really fun conversations. Carlin, it's so good to have you back on the show.
I know. It's always fun, Adam. It's always a good time.
Definitely, definitely. So remember to smash that like button, subscribe below, and check out Carlin's channel, Dr. Carlin B. Very easy to find. You can see it right there. Dr. Carlin B. Just type that in. You could find her on YouTube. She does her own shows. She does some fun drinking show on Friday where she goes live and drinks and make fun of things.
3 p.m. tomorrow. Gonna watch some diversity training and make fun of it and get drunk.
You and Josh drink too, right? Or is it sometimes?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. Well, she's got a fun channel. Definitely check her out. And thank you all for joining. I will see you later tonight on my Twitch channel and tomorrow here on the Krigler Show for Jam Night. You know how we do? We jam on Fridays. All right. So I'll see you guys next time. Have a great night.
Please smash the like button. For AdamCast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.